I was awoken last night by an icy chill and identified a ghost in my prison cell. He was terrified and begged me not to annihilate him. I sent him back to hell with a message for the demons. I am always ready.
What is that? Is that some type of excerpt from one of your ancient texts?
That's what the top G posted.
Who is the top G?
I think you might know him as Andrew Tate.
Andrew, I was gonna say low tier god Andrew Tate. My boy, you're posting it. You're Andrew Tate posting. I'm already peaking my audio. I gotta move my mic back for this. Damn, bro. Well, that's one way to start off the podcast, with a bit of Don V classic fucking strange internet adventures, I suppose.
Well, so welcome back to the prison. Fox and the Clown. Yeah, he's still in prison, and apparently, according to his lawyer, for some reason, he has lung cancer.
What the hell?
But a lot of people think it's just, like, a grift. Just another grift. But I don't know. Dude,
I mean, so, what? I wasn't really following the drama, but from what I heard, he was doing some human trafficking or something.
Yeah. He was doing human trafficking, and he got dunked on by Greta Thunberg.
That's how you know it's time to go home. It's time to just stop what you're doing, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back to the Fox and the Clown podcast. Today we've got quite the fucking cavalcade of topics, I feel like. Is that true?
Sort of like a cluster shot.
Cluster shot of topics? I suppose that's not an inappropriate way to describe it. But yeah, we have a lot of fan submissions, so maybe we should just go down the line. We might start with one, though, that one of our fans posted. He said, Sky fertility update. Any update on Sky's health status here?
Sky's dead. No, she's still alive.
I was gonna say, what the hell?
She is not pregnant, though.
Nice.
But I do think we should be brutally honest with our viewers. Your dumb asses have not been posting in the viewer submissions, and you've waited till the last day.
Wait, they did post, though, didn't they? I saw a few posts on there.
Yeah, but they were all within the last day, because I told them the first.
Okay. Well, yeah, y'all gotta get on it in that case. Y'all gotta post some topics, man. All I see is Don V's strange, like, alt-right Twitter feed, and it's, like, very unsettling.
And I'm down to do a full podcast about this.
That's the thing, I'm not down to do a full podcast, so I need y'all to post so that we don't become, like, a fucked-up podcast on Don V's behalf. But anyway, we've got a lot of shit to discuss. That's the first topic, so I'm glad to hear that about Sky. Oh my god, I can't say this. It's a tongue twister, so I want you to say it after. She's showing no signs of health issues at all, is she?
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Now you say that.
What?
You say she's showing no signs of health issues.
She's not pregnant?
No, you have to say exactly what I'm saying, because I think it's a tongue twister.
She's showing no signs of health issues?
Oh, wow, you got that first try, damn, dude. That's quite the fucking thing. Well, that's good. On the issue of health, though, I did have a friend visit me in the flesh. Our buddy Daniel visited me in the flesh.
What do you mean by he visited you in the flesh?
So in the flesh, he came for real.
For
real, he did.
In the flesh?
Yeah. He did, man. What's wrong with that? He visited
you and came in the flesh.
Yes, he came in the flesh, not virtual. You know,
not
he
was virtual. There.
Not virtually.
Physically.
He came in the flesh. He was here. And he busted out of nowhere.
He busted.
He came out the plane.
he came right
off the plane. He came and he visited me in the flesh. And we were playing around in that snow, that white substance we were playing around in.
Okay.
No, I'm talking about snowboarding, skiing, of course. I don't know what you thought, but yeah, we were snowboarding and skiing together for like a week. He came. We did 4 days, and it was pretty epic. We had quite the adventure.
Yeah, we're playing some epic games.
Some epic games, indeed. And what is your, you know, because everyone knows what skiing and snowboarding is, right? What is your kind of first impression of those sports? Or have you tried those sports is a better first question.
I've not tried those sports. Well, I remember it snowed once down here. Or, well, you know, I've lived where I am currently my entire life. And whenever it would snow, I would, like, get my skateboard that doesn't have any wheels. And I would, like, sort of ride down the little ditch. And then I know 1 year I got Sky to pull me on my skateboard.
That was pretty cool, actually. But yeah, we were out here. I was skiing, he was snowboarding, and we did a couple of resorts. We did 4 days. And I thought one of our viewer submissions was to describe the weekend and kind of what happened over his long week. And Daniel, when he came here, he brought the white stuff with him. He brought that snow with him, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, it was nuking out here.
Crack?
No, white snow. He brought that snow with him.
And you know that's what they call crack?
White snow?
Well, when I was working at Table 9, one of the dudes that worked there, James... He asked me if I've ever gone skiing, and he invited me to go skiing. And I was like, is there a place to go ski around here? And he was like, no, I meant like crack. And I was like, mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Oh, he was trying to get you to do some lines with him, some epic lines. But yeah, we went there, and the first day was a pretty chaotic day. It's part of the culture here where when it snows a lot, everyone rushes to the ski resorts because they want the nice snow. You know, they want the nice fluffy snow to do their first tracks in. And so when Daniel came, his first day was in the powder. And it was crazy because the way you get up the mountain, they block off the traffic to the mountain unless you have four-wheel drive and chains. And it's a law. So if it's snowing hard, you can't go up the mountain unless you have four-wheel drive and chains or via the ski bus because they have four-wheel drive and chains, right? So we took the ski bus up. And that ski bus...
What is a ski bus?
It's a regular bus that just takes you to the ski resorts.
Does it have treads?
It doesn't have treads, but it...
Snowmobile?
It has... It just has regular wheels, but they're like snow tires, four-wheel drive, and like... In the middle of driving, it can drop chains down on the tires.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is. It's like a tank, bro. It's a legit tank. But it's chaos in the mountains. And so it's a rough ride. And it's not like a school bus where everyone has a seat. You know, the privileged, lucky first few have seats. And everyone else is packed like sardines, like on a Japanese subway during rush hour. You know, shoulder to shoulder. Just completely tucked in. Mind you, we're all carrying our ski gear and shit. Don V can see it behind me. You're carrying those ski gears and like these poles and shit. And you're shoulder to shoulder. And people are bumping around you because the bus ride is bumpy, you know. It's usually not too much of an issue. However, when we were going up that first day, we were going up. I don't think Daniel was ready. And I should have known because he told me when he came back from the plane that he had a little bit of motion sickness on the plane. But he said he was fine. But on this bus, though, it was not fine because we were in the rocky, you know, getting bustled around. And this bus ride, what's the longest bus ride that you've been on?
The bus drive where I'm on my way back from California and the airplane driver overshot the airport and we had to go like land in Wilmington or something.
Oh, damn. Well, no, I'm talking bus though, not airplane.
Well, I know, but we had to take a bus ride.
Oh.
Because they fucking overshot the airport.
Wow, so that's crazy.
We had to take a bus ride all the way to like New Bern or something.
Okay, yeah, that's actually kind of a far bus ride. Well, we did one. It's not a far way, you know. It's only like, I would say like 20 to 30 miles, but it took us 2 hours to get from point A to point B because of the traffic up the canyons. Because people are, you know, people are driving all up. And the parking lot was already full, but people don't know that yet. So they go there. They have to turn around while looking for a spot. It's crazy. But it was also very rocky. You know, people shoving you around. The bus shoving around. You can't really see where it's going. And Daniel was not, I don't think he was equipped for it. So he got motion sick. And I remember comforting him, saying like, dude, we're almost there. We're almost there. Like 20 minutes out, we're 30 minutes out. We're actually not 20 or 30 minutes out. We're like 40 minutes out. But I'm just trying to get him to feel, you know, feel the warmth of human contact. Unfortunately, it was not enough that first day. And he had to grab a trash can. Luckily, there was a trash can right next to him. But he had to grab one and throw up in the bus while we're all shoulder to shoulder with a bunch of other people, mind you, like literally packed in, and he's thrown up, and I'm like, damn, bro, like, this is not the experience I wanted to give Daniel. Did you pretend
like you didn't know him?
No, man. I was very concerned for him, and I was trying to like make him feel better about it, but thankfully no one on the bus seemed to really care that much. It wasn't like the office where there was a throw up chain, you know. You know, everyone was fine. Everyone was feeling okay. And once he did it, once he threw up, which was like, you know, I fed him that morning some cereal, some milk and some yogurt cereal. So that was not the best choice.
You make it sound like he's a baby.
Well, those dairy products don't sit well in the stomach whenever you got those motion sickness, you know? And so, yeah, that came back up. That came back up in a big way, you could say. You know, and the bus driver just told us to take the bucket with us when we left because he didn't want that on the bus. He didn't want that, like, vomit bucket.
Go ahead and take that bucket with you.
But that was a crazy eventful first day because it was like he got off the plane, then he's on this fucking insane bus. And then we get there and it's a good day. It's a powder day. We're having a blast. But for sure, the next few days, we had that motion sickness, like, pill that you can take that prevents motion sickness. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's this stuff, Dramamine, that you can take that alleviates motion sickness.
Dramamine?
Dramamine, yeah. Dramamine, not mean.
Okay, okay. Right?
I'm not memeing on you. But yeah. So he took this stuff and we were Gucci. But that was probably one of the craziest ski bus days I had ever experienced. Yeah. And he's a snowboarder too. So it was kind of cool skiing with a snowboarder because I don't usually ski with snowboarders just because all my buddies ski, you know?
Why do you have that snowboarder or that snowboard in the back?
I'm going to go
the other day.
I'm going to go try it out on Monday. It's going to be my first snowboard day.
Before.
No, never snowboarded before. First time snowboarding.
I'm sure it's probably easier to keep your balance than skateboarding.
Yeah, I guess so. I've heard that the consequences are much more sudden than skateboarding.
Sudden?
Because, like, you don't have four balance points, which are your wheels, right? So, like,
sure.
If you catch your front edge while doing a turn, like you catch the wrong edge, then you just get catapulted into the ground. And a lot of people who don't wear helmets get like concussed that way. Because it just like, imagine you're tilting this way, like the slope is this way, and your edge is going like this, and then you catch it the wrong way, and you just like immediately face plant.
It's like a noob, like, it's like someone who's trying to boogie board for the first time and they get impaled by the boogie board when it clips the ground.
Yeah, something like that. But that'll definitely happen to me the first day, just getting impaled. But we'll see how I survive. Other than that, it was a good trip. The kind of difficulties of the trails are rated like green is beginner, Blue is intermediate. Then black and double black are for experts, where black is like difficult with some hazards, potentially. It's like steep and difficult, usually, with some hazards. Then double black is like unmarked obstacles, like cliffs or trees that you can hit. So
I always find it lazy when people just say like it's double, like double black. Because when people make tier lists and they have like SS tiers, like what the fuck are you doing now?
It has to stop somewhere, you know? Like, couldn't you have added just another color before black? Like, you could have just made like a purple, which is, you know, a bit darker than blue or something. But yeah, we took Daniel down a double black with trees. He lived, I think. Yeah, we saw him the other day, so he lived.
He lived the telltale of getting blacked.
Double blacked. So oh, so that was pretty cool. And we had an overall good time. Yeah, we had a great time here. I really like it when, because I knew Daniel snowboarded before, but it's my first season skiing. So it was cool to just see him here and experience the mountain. Season, yeah.
You've skied before. You've been skiing.
Yeah, but like by season, I mean like year. My first year on the skis.
Oh.
I have been once or twice before, but those are just like one-off times that I've been. So this year was like my first actual year with a pass going to the resorts.
Oh, okay.
So it's been good though. It's been good. So I would say that's the big update on Daniel. Thanks for visiting, Daniel. You've inspired me clearly. I got a snowboard. I'm going to try out snowboarding. So
Did you use his snowboard at all?
Did not, no. Just because you need the boots also to be the good size, and his boots are just way bigger than my feet are able to fit into.
What size boot do you wear?
Size 8 boot.
Is that like, what size shoe do you wear?
I wear an 8.5 street size. Like in Vans, I wear like an 8.5.
Damn, bro. Why are your feet so small?
That's normal size, bro.
I got 10.5 Vans on right now.
Yeah, but you're like a mutant, bro. You're like a young hobbit, I feel
like. Well, I do walk around barefoot like that, like a hobbit, so.
You got them hobbitons. You got them hobbiton feet.
My grandpa is always telling me that I'm going to get sick if I walk around barefoot. But I've been walking around barefoot my entire life, and I don't think I've ever gotten sick from it. Even if that's step in chicken shit or guinea shit.
Damn, dude. I don't know if stepping in shit is the reason why they say you can get sick. But I have heard that like moms will always tell you like, oh, don't walk around barefoot on the kitchen tile because it's cold. And then when your feet get cold, you get sick or something. Right?
I guess so.
But I'm the same way. It's never happened to me. And I'm a big barefoot walker as well. So, who knows? Maybe that's just an old wives' tale, as they say.
Well, what are our other topics that we are going to discuss? We can check the emails. Let me pull that up right now.
I'll pull up the viewer submitted topics. We've got some here. One of our viewers says to promote your webcomic.
Yeah, it's not out yet. It's not ready.
Okay, it's not ready for the fans.
I have, however, sketched all the pages out. I finished sketching all the pages for chapter 1.
Nice, nice.
So now I just have to ink and letter and tone.
Sounds like a lot, though.
It will be a lot. But I think I'm going to go for like a more less polished style than I did with the original one. Just because I feel like it allows me to portray movement a little bit easier.
Hmm.
Let me, dude, where the fuck are these emails? I just had them up. Okay. So, yeah, I was browsing our email the other day when you brought up recording the podcast. And I saw this thing that says, from Winner Info, member at experience.thewinnersmarket.com. Winner Market. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. It says,
we owe you, member. We owe you a big congrats on making the list of finalists. Continue ahead as soon as possible to view who the winner is. $500 finalists, Kat and Greg. Did Pat we win, Greg? Or is it telling us to look at who won?
I think it's telling us, like, look to see if you've won the $500. Do you want to click that link and see if we've won?
No, I don't.
I don't want to either. That sounds very suspicious, bro. And does it say, like, what the contest was? Like, what did we do? Did we do something good?
We don't know.
Like, the best podcasters or something?
That's probably what it is, honestly.
I think that might be. Like, I heard that we were in the finals for something.
We were in a lot of people's Spotify rap.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm still getting them to this day. It's already March, and I'm still getting people saying, yo, you were in my Spotify rap last year. Look at the number of minutes listened. You know, it's crazy, actually. Right next to Joe Rogan. Right in front of Joe Rogan, I think we were.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, with the introduction of the viewer submissions, and we should probably address this on this podcast because I don't think we had it before. But we now have a channel in the Discord where you can submit questions or topic ideas for us to talk about for the next podcast. And that's probably the easiest way to send us something. But if you do want to email us, something about receiving an email just hits different.
It does hit different. That's the thing. When I see an email, I almost want to, you know, it's like business, you know?
Yeah, it's business.
Like I want to delve in a little bit deeper to what truly happened in that email. But so is that the only email we have, though, that we're, like, the number?
Yeah, I don't see anything from fucking Marquez Bear at all.
Okay.
Okay, let me check quick. Yeah, he hasn't shit-talked us in a while.
That's good.
He must be appeased or something.
I think so. I think he's probably peeing or something. Yeah. Appeased, yes, actually what he said, I guess. Okay, well, anyway, good to know that the people approve of the podcast and we're finally getting some critical acclaim. I know we're, you know, audience, highly rated by the audience, but...
We've been on the grind for a while now, and it's nice to finally get some public recognition.
Yeah, get some recognition, you know, like, it's one of those things that, you know, a lot of people say they don't need recognition or that recognition is not important. You just got to do what you want to do. But it is, once you get a little bit of recognition, it is that feedback, you know, it's that positive feedback that can kind of drive you to improve and create the best thing that you can make. So that's what we really try to do. So thank you for that. We're not going to take the $500, obviously. We don't need it. Yeah.
Well, we'll take it, but we'll donate it to a charity probably.
Yeah, I think we'll probably donate it to, what charity do you think? Like, Guinea Fowl Internationals, something like that?
Probably donate it to the fucking, I don't know, the erectile dysfunction charity.
True. I think that's a good cause. Something that's close, I guess, to your heart in particular. So, it's a good call. let's see. I'm looking at these other topics. I guess there's only really one other new topic. What have you been listening to lately? New music discoveries. You want to kick us off with some of your new music adventures?
I do. I will. Let me find my phone real quick. I've been listening to some relaxing, some music that will get me relaxed.
For drawing or for art purposes or just in general?
Just to get my, just to soothe my rage whenever I get done playing Unite or whatever.
Yeah, you did seem like very on edge these last few months, I would say, just from your gaming adventures.
Yeah, I've been listening to this fucking relaxing pan flute music, Calming Sea.
Calming Sea.
One second.
It's very nice. You trying to play it? No, I don't hear it. Isn't it just playing through your headphones? Your phone.
Sorry if I'm blowing the fuck out of the viewer's ears.
Oh, you know what? It's probably picked up on Audacity, but not on Discord, because it cancels out the side music.
Yeah.
Well, RIP headphone users.
Dude, I'm seeing like the wave fluctuations. It's insane.
Okay, we're going to have to do some processing on that. Anything else other than the relaxing pan flute?
No, I haven't really discovered many artists. It seems like the last month or two, I've just been listening to Kirikiro Benito and Deftones. However, though, I had discovered something new. I don't know if you would like this. I don't know if you would approve of this.
Approve of it?
I have this beverage right here.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for the bevs. I've got my water bottle right here.
You can't see in this mug. But what do you think?
It looks wet. It looks wet on the outside. Why is it wet?
It's just condensation. It's just condensation.
Okay, so it's a cold bev.
It is a cold beverage.
Okay.
I'll give you one guess.
You want me to guess what this cold beverage inside of your coffee mug is?
Yeah.
Cold beverage in the coffee mug, cold enough to cause condensation? I mean, that's got to be pretty icy.
It's straight out of the fridge.
Straight out the fridge, Aragio. Let me think about that. I'll guess
I'll give you one more. I'll give you a hint.
It's got that... Is that cinnamon on you?
It's smoked paprika.
Smoked paprika on you? Wow, I'm trying to guess what I see in a bit of smoked paprika. Is it some iced coffee? Do you have some iced coffee in there? Paprika? Don't put that in.
Paprika in the iced coffee, bro?
I mean, yeah. I think paprika is sometimes used in iced coffee.
No fucking shot.
What is that, though? Is that apple cider?
It's milk.
Oh, no, man. Why is it condensated, though? It shouldn't be that condensated.
What do you mean? It's fucking condensation, bro.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be cold.
The outside is warmer than the inside.
Oh, I forget that you're in North Carolina, so moisture can actually develop on surfaces, unlike in fucking Utah, where it's dry as hell. I thought you had some ice in your milk or something.
Nope.
It was insane.
I got smoked paprika in my milk.
Why, though? That doesn't seem like a good idea. I don't like the way you're gurgling it around like mouthwash, though, as well. The fans can't see. He's literally like mouthwashing it around. Do you just get bored sometimes and then just try new
things?
I'm
an innovator. I'm an artist.
I guess you are a bit of an artist, but that seems like a little avant-garde even for your ass, I feel like.
Well, it's mostly... I've just gotten addicted to smoked paprika because I've been putting it on everything. And I was wondering what it would be like to have it in a beverage. Because it's not really spicy. It just adds a little bit of a flavor.
You're the kind of guy who doesn't know when to stop, I feel like. Like, what? once you find something you like, you don't know where to draw the line. You're just like, I'm going to put this in this. I'm going to put this in this. I'm going to put this in this, you know? Until you're sucking down that white milk with a bit of smoked pap on it.
You got to try
it. I don't know about all that, bro. I don't know about all that. So that's the other thing that's been calming you down in combination with the pan flute, like, music.
Yeah.
Okay. Me, I don't know if I have that much crazy music for you, our dear listener who asked. I've been listening to, I mean, it's at this point it's kind of old, but I've been listening to Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by an older Kendrick Lamar at this point.
Boomer Lamar.
It's pretty good. It's a good album. It's a pretty good album, I would say. Have you listened to it?
No, I'm not really a Lamar fan.
You're not that Lamarian, that elder Lamarian, are you?
Give me a second.
You look in pain. Is that smoked paprika coming through? I think it might be that sweet. For the fans who can't see, he stood up for about 15 seconds before that statement. Then he kind of was wobbling around. He looked like he was a bit discombobulated. He didn't have a good sense of balance. So I wonder what's going on with this
elder
guy.
Elder Lamarian.
Elder? You're not really an elder Lamarian, are you? You're just a young Beetle Guard. But yeah, I've been listening to that. It's pretty good. At first, I wasn't sure how I felt about it, but I think it's good. I do like it. Other thing I've been listening to, I mean, older stuff. This is stuff from not way back, but like pretty old. I've been listening to Daft Punk, Random Access Memories, just because I feel like it's kind of a long album, and I like listening to long albums when I'm playing like video games, for example, Risk of Rain, or if I'm on the bus, I like that, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really listened to any like new artists. Oh my god, dude. Are you familiar with the new up and coming artist, Ice Spice?
Ice Spice? I've heard of them. I haven't heard any of their songs, but I heard of them.
They're so fucking overrated, dude.
What's their album called?
Maybe I'll give it a listen. Oh wait, I don't know. I think they did come out with something. I don't know what it was though.
I'm probably the only person these days who actually, like, asks for what is their newest album instead of, like, what's the song, you know?
All you need to know is that they're just trash.
Ice Spice?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like what you were drinking? In a way, it's like Ice Spice, right?
No, because it's not... Paprika... The smoked paprika is not spicy. And
I know, but it's not even a spice, though.
It's not ice.
But it's so cold that there's condensation coming
out. I just don't have an AC in this house yet. So it's fucking hot. I feel like
it's kind of Ice Spice.
Ice Spice, look up fucking... Bikini Bottom...
I'm typing Ice Spice on YouTube.
Yeah, do that.
Well, she's got a nice head of hair on her. I'll say that.
Nice head of hair.
Yeah, she's got that kind of fro on her. I'm seeing a video called The Suspicious Rise of Ice Spice. I didn't even know who this is. Was it really a rise, though?
Yeah, it was like skyrocket.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like over the last summer, I think, was when it happened. She put out like one song and it got super popular. Even though it ain't it. It's normie. It's like normie, like zoomer song.
I don't even see the song you were talking about. Oh, no, I do. Here it is.
I don't even think that's the one that got her popular, but that's, like, another one that is popular.
From World Star Hip Hop. Oh, wow, I haven't watched a video like this in a long time.
What do you mean, a video like this?
I don't watch music videos, especially, like, this new type of rap music video.
New Zoomer rap? My God.
It's not bad. It's definitely not something I would normally listen to. The delivery is definitely very low key on it for how energetic the track is. I don't know. She doesn't seem that bad though.
You just gotta pay attention to the lyrics.
Okay, maybe I wasn't listening enough to the lyrics.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
Music recommendations. So that's kind of negative, though. That's not really a recommendation. Okay. That's like you're shitting on her.
Yeah.
So it's an anti-recommendation.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've not consumed any newer music. However, if I were to recommend some music, I would say listen to Scatman's World.
Scatman's World. There is one new album that I haven't finished, so I hesitate to listen to it, but I listened to this group's previous two records. It's Orange Blood by Mount Joy. Could be nice. It seems... I think I've listened to about half of it in the car. But if you're really itching for something new, I think that's kind of new. So there's that. It'll keep y'all staved off, y'all music lovers and Elder Lamarians.
Mount Joy is like Michael Burton core.
It is Michael Burton core. Actually, we were doing our music review like club that we had in undergrad. And Michael Burton's girlfriend was talking about that album at the time. And I was like, oh, wow, we just happened to be doing this review on it. And then she was like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. But they're okay. I have to be in the mood to listen to an album like that, though. Because it's very... I feel like it's... Yeah, it's definitely one of those vibe albums that you got to be in the right mood for. Otherwise, it's skippable. It's a skippable. So check that out, Kieran. You might get that Michael Burton fever. That red fever, if you know what I mean.
And I guess last but not least, I really needed to bring up this article. It's a little old considering February ended a few days ago. However, due to the scheduling of the podcast, we were not able to talk about it in time, but it's something very near and dear to my heart.
Near and dear to your heart. Yeah, let's see. I think I know what it is. So, as long as you don't switch it up on me.
So it's actually this dude who claims to be the reincarnation of Hitler.
What? Are you talking about Kanye West?
No.
Who is this? This isn't what you talked about to me.
Some dude on TikTok. No, I mean, I was going to talk about the fucking, the watermelon waffle, chicken and waffles school lunches. I don't know who served it. I guess some sort of school. Yeah, New York school issues apology after students were served chicken, waffles, and watermelon for Black History Month.
Yeah, that's just insulting, right? They didn't even try.
Well, no, bro. This lunch is god tier.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad lunch. It is a god tier lunch. If I was served that, I would be like, hell yeah. But for Black History Month, it seems like a bit... Don't you think it seems a bit, like, stereotypical? A bit, like, stepping a few steps backwards?
I feel like we should sometimes embrace the stereotypes.
I don't know. Like, I don't think for something as prestigious as Black History Month, you should... Like, that'd be like if it was, like, Asian History Month or something. Like, let's say it was, like, Chinese History Month, and they just serve China Garden or something.
Okay, but that's, like, actual, like, technically Chinese food.
I mean, it's Americanized Chinese food, though. It's not like...
But this isn't even Black people food. Like, this is just... Like, you know what I mean?
I actually don't know what you mean.
Black people did not invent this. It's not like an African-American dish.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not... That's why... I think that makes it worse, though, doesn't it?
No, because it's not just respecting a school lunch. It's just a lunch, bro.
Yeah, but if it's supposed to commemorate Black History Month, then it's, like, something that doesn't even, like...
Well, is it supposed to commemorate Black History Month?
I thought that's what the article said.
It says,
and it kind of plays to the stereotypes. I don't know if that's really beneficial.
It says, there's a quote here that says, while our menu was not intended as a cultural meal, we acknowledge that the timing was inappropriate and our team should have been more thoughtful in its service.
Okay, so it was, they're saying it was a coincidence.
Yeah.
Now, do you believe that that's a coincidence, though? Because No. That sounds like a pretty... It sounds like you had to go out of your way
for this. I mean, it's too perfect. You got the chicken and waffles and the watermelon there. Somebody's cooking some racist shit up. But at the same time, let the kids enjoy it.
I mean, I say, like, if it's already made... I don't even know if I might even protest it by not even eating it, bro. I don't know. No, I would probably have a bite of the chicken and waffles just to have a bite, you know?
I'll say that the watermelon is a little bit of a sus side dish with the chicken and waffles.
I mean, it might be a good dessert or something, but I don't know. I don't think it's very respectful at the end of the day. Maybe not. Like, imagine if the only thing they could have done worse is if they had, like, Kool-Aid instead of chocolate milk.
Yeah, if they had Kool-Aid there, it would have been absolutely inappropriate.
Then they would have just, you know, there would have been no excuses. But anyway.
Don't you think that's sort of, like, us projecting and playing into the stereotypes, though?
I mean, I guess, I don't know if it is, though. I don't know if it really is us projecting. I mean, in a sense, it's us projecting, but at the same time, it is a real stereotype. And that's like hitting the nail on the head. You know, it's not like one menu item was off. Yeah. You know, it's not like they had like a salad on the side. It's just like they had that, you know, there's no other option. I mean, for all we know, I mean, the way the media is nowadays, maybe it was, though. Maybe they just happened to have those two, like, they had chicken on one side, and they had, like, a breakfast menu that just happened to have, like, pancakes and waffles on the other side, and then they had a salad bar that you could get, like, watermelon if you wanted to. Sure. What if that was the case? And they're spinning it into this crazy thing. Somebody purposely got this. they tried to set them up. No, yeah, I think it was... probably ill-timed, and yeah, I don't know how I would feel about that. Like, yeah, it's like if they had Asian Heritage Month and they just served like fucking sesame chicken or orange chicken or something, and you're like, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right, you know? Well, but anyway,
yeah, I mean, I guess that's...
But how far would you get into that meal is my question before you say, hey, this is fucked up, I'm not partaking.
Me?
Yeah. Would you eat all the meal and then say it's fucked up? Or would you eat half of it, or would you take a bite, or would you just say, no, I don't want to partake in this?
Well, the truth is, I don't think I've ever had chicken and waffles.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. I've always been sort of skeptical of the syrup on the chicken.
On that breaded chicken?
Yeah, I'm just a little bit skeptical.
I mean, you put barbecue sauce on it.
Yeah, but you don't put barbecue sauce on pancakes.
Exactly. You don't, but that barbecue sauce brings that kind of sweet and spice to it.
Yeah, but you would never put barbecue sauce on pancakes.
No, of course not, but just that flavor. That sweet flavor. Now imagine that sweet flavor just amplified and put on some waffles for you.
You know what? I probably
that chicken.
I might partake in the chicken and waffles, but I don't know if I can eat the watermelon right after.
Me, if I put two and two together, if it was malicious, I think I would just have a bite. One bite of chicken, one bite of waffle, as fucked up as that is, and then say, hey, this is fucked up, you know, after doing that. Because then I would get that fucked up feeling in my heart after enjoying that meal. Or that, not even meal, that little bite. So, yeah. Anyway, thanks for the question. Oh, no, that wasn't a question. That was just your fucked up article that you read.
Yeah, I can talk about the Hitler reincarnated, too.
I don't know if I want to talk about that. You said a guy on TikTok was claiming?
I'll just very briefly go over it. This dude on TikTok claims to be the reincarnation of Hitler, and he came out and has publicly apologized to the Jews.
Okay, and what did what
for was, what was he doing? Did as Hitler?
that's very fucking bizarre. Because on one hand, you're claiming to be reincarnated as the most hated figure in all of humanity.
I don't know if you can see this. By the way, the article the Hitler thing.
No, I don't see anything.
It's right below the watermelon, chicken, and waffles. He has a nose ring that looks just like the Hitler stash.
Some dude got called out on TikTok for wearing a Third Reich medal, and in response to the video call. What the hell? This is insane, man. TikTok, I don't know if I... Every time I hear about TikTok, it's always some weird fucked up shit, you know? Some dude pretending to be Hitler. I mean, this is fucked up, man.
What do you mean? Whoa. Pretending?
Yeah, pretending.
That's fucked up of you to say.
He's not the reincarnation of Hitler, bro.
He believes in reincarnation. That's his fate.
Yeah, but let's say Hitler was reincarnated. Isn't the whole idea of reincarnation that the things you do in this lifetime, like, kind of dictate what happens in the next lifetime?
I have no idea.
So let's say Hitler was reincarnated. He died in what, 1944, 1945 or something, right?
Okay.
And then he must have been reincarnated into some horrible thing, right? Because of the horrors that he committed during World War II. What would he have been reincarnated as immediately?
I don't know, a rock?
A fucking rock. No, it has to be something living that can experience like some type of pain, though, right?
What is like
a sea slug or something?
Well, do sea slugs experience pain?
I don't know, though. That's a good question.
Maybe humans are the only things worthy enough of being, you know, reincarnated into, even if you were a piece of shit.
What if he got reincarnated into, like...
Maybe a fucking cow
or something. A worm. Or a
chicken.
A literal worm that could experience pain, you know? Like what that next fuck? Level worm. No, what if he got reincarnated into, like, a being on a different planet that was undergoing, like, horrible, horrible shit, you know? You think that's possible? Like some type of All Tomorrow shit?
He got fucking cued.
He got turned into like a...
I mean, that's probably what happened. He probably got turned into a fucking bone colonial. Crusher or some shit.
I was going to say a colonial. He's those living filtration systems. But anyway, so he gets reincarnated. And then that person got reincarnated into this person? How would he know? He's already like two steps removed, isn't he? Because if you're reincarnated, you can't remember the thing that was two steps back from your reincarnation. You only remember what was one step back.
I don't fucking know, bro. I'm not a reincarnation believer, I guess.
He needs to be reincarcerated is what he needs to, away from.
If he was Hitler, did Hitler kill himself to escape his crimes?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, lock his ass up. We got him this time.
Yeah, true. We have him in the flesh and he's already admitted to his crimes again. So, but you did say he apologized for his crimes.
Well, yeah, he was apologizing for what he did to the Jews. He said he was sorry.
And that's it? He just said he was no donations, no plan of actions, just a sorry?
No reparations.
He needs at least some community service under his belt. He needs something to make him appreciate.
Put him to work, bro.
This is what happens, though, man. People get on TikTok, they're privileged, they don't know what they're doing, and they start doing some fucked up shit like this.
Get this dude on fucking railway inspection duty.
Give this guy a regular job. I mean, he definitely needs a job. Look at him. What is he, like, 18? Harry Potter glasses. He looks sort of
like 20 or something.
Dude, don't tell me he's 20. Don't tell me he's older than you. I haven't even watched the video. I don't want to watch the video. Anyway.
Yeah. That's all the topics we have.
Fuck, man.
Remember to submit a topic. Okay, you gotta watch this Hitler video.
I'm not watching this shit. I'm just looking at the thumbnail. I think it's reprehensible. I don't want anything to do with this shit. Honestly, it's making me sick even just thinking about it more and more. Like, the things people will do for attention. They'll pretend they're fucking Hitler. The reincarnation of Hitler. God.
Have I showed you the Achilles Argyle video?
No, man, but I don't really want to know what that is, honestly. I'm being perfectly honest, because it sounds like some fucked up shit. It sounds like the more I talk to you, like, the longer the conversation goes, it just ultimately ends up being some horrible fucked up shit that happens. So I think that's the reason we gotta limit the podcast to 1 hour, or else the demons come at you. The demons. Yeah, is that all you wanted to talk about, or did you want to talk about some other stuff on the podcast here?
That's all I had to talk about. I think.
Yeah, I think me as well. Nothing too crazy happened in my life, so.
Well, yeah. Everyone, thanks for listening to another episode of the Box and the Clown podcast. We're keeping our pace. We're uploading an episode each month to meet our quota.
True. Yep, and to meet that 12 episode quota.
Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to get Rizzo on soon, because I have a very important question that I need him to answer me.
Rizzo, yeah, we do want to get him on. For the viewers, he's been on the podcast already.
He's probably our PokeTuber friend, our most reoccurring guest at this point.
I would say so. I think I would say so. I mean, I'm trying to think of anyone else. Maybe Mizuki. I think he's been on twice. If I had to guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, everyone, thanks for listening, and hope you guys have a good one.
Yep, have a good one, guys. Peace.